This is Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. You're listening to this short reenacted radio theatre piece based on a script kindly provided by Graham called Our Economic Culture, Mark's Time, performed by Tanya, Len and Richard. A big thank you to them all.
Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels.
Marx and Engels, any thoughts?
I don't know enough to comment about them.
Basis of communism.
Ah, good. Yeah. Communism.
The scourge of the planet, basically.
which doesn't work, as we know.
Any ideas about Marx and Engels?
No idea at all.
I don't know.
Never even heard of that word, eh?
Only Engels with what I did with engineering. That's the only Engels that I know about.
No.
No. Absolutely. Is it relevant? Has it ever been relevant to your knowledge?
Has it ever been relevant?
Yeah.
Oh, as a movement, I'm sure, you know, we had to go through these processes and work out what was working and what wasn't, and we're still in that process, and that was one of them.
What went wrong? Does anybody know?
No.
Oh, that's an interesting thing, isn't it?
No. It might be a case of what went right.
I haven't heard of them. Like, they're a new group. What do they do? Could be rock and roll. Yeah, look, I was watching a rock and roll. Listened to their music the other night. They were very good. Maybe it was them.
The advent of communism in Russia that culminated in the United States of Socialist Russia, USSR, fits within an historical period that began with the collaborative work of two friends. The setting is framed within the growing frenetic activity of the rapaciously expanding Industrial Revolution. As rapacious in that earlier historic period as our use of Asian poor and cheap labour ghettos today and the exploitation of workers, particularly of the poorer classes. It was also the beginning of the ever-expanding exploitation of our planetary environment as we now experience it. In the previous labour-intensive economy, agricultural and industrial production methods were replaced by a capital-intensive continuum of inventions of time and labour-saving devices and machines. Paradoxically, till automation technology catches up with the economic imperative demand for expansion, the exploitation of vast numbers of workers forced to labour intensively for long hours in appalling conditions is still a commercial requirement. The shared effort of Karl Marx and his friend Friedrich Engels produced the famous Communist Manifesto, a propaganda pamphlet, in 1848. The end of the second chapter states, "Political power, properly so called, is merely the organized power of one class for oppressing the other." Engels was a German-born industrialist whose family partly owned a textile business in Manchester. He introduced Marx to economics in the 1840s, later on supporting him financially. In 1844, he published a newspaper article, Outlines of a Critique of Political Economy, which analysed capitalism as an economic system based on private property and class conflict, and criticised the contradictions of liberal economics, leading to the association with Marx. A contemporary of and influenced by Charles Darwin, Friedrich Engels believed that social development followed evolutionary principles. He helped to establish the International Workingmen's Association. Karl Marx, son of a Jewish lawyer, studied at Bonn and Berlin, but took up history, Hegelian philosophy, and materialism. His major work, Das Kapital, was expanded by a second part being added after his death. A sociologist, a philosopher, and author, Marx had extensive education in economics and considered himself primarily an economist and a writer of journalistic articles on the subject. The number one theme of Kapital is that the essence of capitalism is above all the pursuit of profit growth. In Stalin's last work, he wrote that the fundamental law of capitalism is profit growth, while the fundamental law of socialism was the satisfaction of the needs of the masses and the raising of their cultural level. Neither Marx nor Engels ask why the pursuit of profit was such an imperative to economic success. At the time, an imaginary conversation could well have taken place that would have gone something like this.
Look here, old boy. The pair are definitely anti-establishment and a danger to all we stand for. All the industrial advances bringing these opportunities for profit that we've achieved through capital could be in jeopardy.
Oh, my good fellow, I do understand your concern.
But after all is said and done, they're both very well educated and come from good family backgrounds. As well, they both come from a race noted for their business acumen. Yeah, where's that bloody cognac we ordered ages ago? Why, I'd like to know, am I paying a king's ransom for membership of this exclusive club only to be treated as lower class? Yes. Yeah, I'm for letting sleeping dogs lie on this one. Give that pair a chance to realise the great benefits of the system, and in the end, to hopefully champion the cause of profit, so to speak. Can you see it from my standpoint?
Well, yes, I can. I rather expect you to have faith in the obligations of class, but personally, I'm for nipping this sort of thing in the bud. I admit that separately, they are relatively harmless. But as a duo, they could well constitute a threat to the world of business and finance. Aha, here's the cognac. Wonderful nose. Well, I admit the one with interests in the Manchester Mill is in a rather weak position. He's hunting with the hounds and at the same time running with the underdog, to mix metaphors. However, this Marx fellow is a genuine radical, a do-gooder, a visionary, out to save the worker and the environment from exploitation by capitalism. And the other chap is financially supporting him. I know I've been rattling on, but some of his published articles that I've read attack the growth in profit motive, for heaven's sake. That's enough to give one stomach ulcers. But worse, the frightening thing is, his thesis is quite plausible, and this fellow's had a solid grounding in economics, I can tell you. So, since you're vice president of our fair city's Chamber of Commerce, I strongly urge that you inform your members of this threat to all of us with expanding profits to protect.
Well, old chap, I'll let you in on a confidence. I've actually been keeping a weather eye on this development within our ranks. So I've been to the old lady at Threadneedle Street and spoken with some bankers at the top of the money tree system, and they assure me that the proposal this Marx fellow puts forward can never work within our profit-driven financial system. And these banker chaps know their subject inside out. So may all your fears be allayed. Business and profit will continue to expand and grow. Our wonderful financial system, God bless it, will prevail from here to eternity, since it is self-perpetuating, you know. May the good Lord make us truly thankful. Now, old friend, I have a meeting to attend. See you in church on Sunday. Good for the public image, what? I pushed the buzzer for James. He'll escort you out.
Friedrich Engels. Friedrich Engels. Friedrich Engels. Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels, Friedrich Engels,
Friedrich Engels. Marx, Kapital, 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 Kapital.
Capitalist duly extracts a profit, 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 profit.
You heard Our Economic Culture, Marx Time, written by Graham and performed by Tanya Len and Richard. The Vox Pops and the intro were taken in public from People of the Village of Nimbin, Australia. Thank you for your interest. I'm Martin, and I'll catch you again with another episode of Kaput Radio.